Then the tip of the blade was back at Harry's throat. "Don't be a bloody idiot," he said. "But it wasn't my fault," Wilson repeated. "I didn't mean for any of it to happen."
"He's right," Leslie said. "It wasn't Andrew's fault. It was Lance, all of it. You have to believe us."
"Frankly, it's hard to believe what anyone's saying when they're trying to persuade you with the dangerous end of a saber," said Harry.
He wasn't entirely sure what had just happened. His summations so far had clearly been on the nail, but he hadn't really expected a confession. He'd been in stickier situations, true, but this was the first time he'd been threatened with a sword. "I mean, if you screw up your eyes a bit, don't you think I've got a bit of a Hugh Jackman look going on?"
"Hugh who?"
"And you,
careful now,"
she cautioned playfully. "As always, you're stunning, ageless, sophisticated. You've got that Kate Bush vibe."
"Stop right there," Charlotte said, raising a brow,
"and quit while you're actually ahead."